Nolte, Hamas huggers at MSNBC lost 33% of viewers, Knlal gained just 17%. By John Nolte on October 12, 2023. Big news generally means big ratings, but not when your appalling news outlet excuses and justifies human rights atrocities unseen since the Holocaust. Hamas decided to livestream its war crimes, the rapes, the cold-blooded murders, the pulling of small children and elderly from their homes, the mass massacre of young people at a peace concert, the desecration of corpses, and MSNBC still decided it was pretty okay with that because the Jews. And now, even those who watch MSNBC are fleeing MSNBC. Imagine that. MSNBC has finally gone too far for MSNBC viewers. MSNBC lost 33% of its primetime viewers during its coverage of the Israel-Hamas war, reports the Daily Mail. The outlet's viewer figures were down 24% overall for the 4 days between October 7 and 10, which saw the outbreak of war between Israel and Hamas terrorists. By comparison, the Daily Mail adds, the shocking events saw a leap in Fox News's audience, up 42%, and in CNN's coverage, which saw a 17% rise in viewers. Because my hate for far-left CNN is so pure, I want to take a moment to LOL at Knlal. A 17% increase? That's it? Yep, that's it. And when you add 17% to a number already romantically close to zero, that increase isn't saying much. It's time to do a little math. The Hamas huggers at MSNBC generally double CNN in the ratings. But MSNBC has so far lost a third of its primetime audience. But Knlal's already pathetic viewership only jumped by 17%. This means that a majority of those fleeing MSNBC viewers are not fleeing to CNN. Nope, it looks to me like those MSNBC viewers are moving over to Fox News. Fox News generally attracts more total viewers than MSNBC and Knlal combined. So a jump in Fox News viewers of 42% is a massive jump. CNN's dead cat bounce doesn't surprise me. Jake Tapper summed up everything obscene about his fake news outlet when he admitted that people are surprised by the disease of anti-Semitism infecting the American left. Yeah, Jake, but only surprised if they're gullible enough to watch your hate outlet. Good grief. When Islamic Nazis are massacring 1,000-plus Israelis, who wants to watch a news outlet still catching up on the fact that the Democrat Party, Jake Tapper's party, is the party that openly embraces those who openly embrace Israelis' extermination? Here are the most recent ratings. And if you want to know just how disgraced and doomed CNN is, even with everything happening, CNN still cannot attract an average of even 900,000 primetime viewers. Tuesday, October 10, 2023. Total primetime viewers. Total day total viewers. Fox News, 2.752 million, 2.086 million. MSNBC, 1.255 million, 993,000. Knlal, 897,000, 785,000. MSNBC is so full of hatred for Israel, so enamored with terrorists, it is losing a third of its viewers during the biggest international news story since his fraudulency. Joe Biden surrendered billions of dollars of American weaponry in Afghanistan to the same people desperate to exterminate Israel. CNN is so discredited, so distrusted, so unappealing, it can't reach a million viewers during the biggest international news story since former President Donald Trump delivered peace to the Middle East with the Abraham Accords. No one will ever confuse me with a Fox News fan, but given the choices, those numbers are good news. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.